New cruise itineraries, a new cruise port, and Italy says buongiorno. Welcome to Cruise News Today. It starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, March 22nd. Margaritaville at Sea has announced new itineraries for its upcoming ship, the Margaritaville at Sea Islander, set to debut this summer, and it now includes 6- and 7-night trips alongside the initially planned 4- and 5-night itineraries for next year. Now, aside from going to Cozumel, Progreso, and Key West, these new destinations will include Grand Cayman, Ocho Rios, and Belize. The 7-night limited edition sailings will be available on select dates next September and October. The Islander's maiden voyage is set for this summer, June 14th, with a 4-night trip over to Cozumel. The ship is currently undergoing a dry dock in Belfast. And Royal Caribbean has been awarded the rights to construct and operate a new state-of-the-art cruise terminal, Terminal G, in Barcelona. This decision from the Port of Barcelona comes after the city already implemented that partial ban on cruise ships last year, though the terminal agreement was made way before this. With an investment of over 85 million euro, the new terminal is set to open in spring of 2027 and will be partially powered by renewable energy like solar. And Italy is projected to welcome 13.8 million cruise passengers through 5,200 cruise calls in 2024. Now, this is marking a slight passenger increase over the last year and a 6% hike in cruise calls. These numbers focus on the 15 busiest Italian cruise ports, which represent 93% of the total 12.9 million passengers. Last year, Italian ports recorded 13.79 million passengers across 4,900 ship calls, with 2 million of those passengers embarking their cruises in Italy. And the photo of the week comes from Alex and Taj enjoying their family cruise on P&O Cruises Pacific Explorer. Great photo, guys. Never take family time for granted. If you have a photo, you can send yours in to be featured, doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 17.02. Royal Caribbean up slightly, 135.79. And Norwegian up, 1.8%, 20.54. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.